Welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. This is Diane, your lactation consultant.
And I'm Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder. And today's episode is brought to you by Diane Cassidy Consulting. We're going to hear all the details about how you can get signed up with Diane a little bit later. But you can head to our sponsor page at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com and check all of the sponsors that we have ever worked with. If you ever need anything, see if you can give them your business because they make this podcast possible. And while you're there, scroll down and enter your email address and we will send episodes straight to your inbox every week. And we are on Patreon and we would really like to see you there. We have extra podcast episodes ad-free. We have mini podcast videos. We post the public podcast episodes in there and then have like discussions about it and people can ask questions and make comments and all of that. And you can head to the top link in the show notes under this episode, wherever you're listening from. You can also find information over at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com. Check the tiers and see if any of them interest you. We would love to see you there. And we're still hosting our ongoing giveaway for people who leave reviews around the internet. So iTunes, you can leave written reviews. Spotify, you can leave stars. And I don't know about any other place, but if you can leave a review, please do. And then take a screenshot of it and send it to badassbreastfeedingpodcast@gmail.com. And we will send you a goodie bag of stickers and thank you for nursing in public cards. And I think that's all. And Now Diane has our review of the week.
Yes. And this one, I thought I had read it before, but I think I just read it to myself and didn't read it on the air and thought that I read it on the air. But I love this review. I'm ashamed to admit, before this podcast, I judged my own sister-in-law for breastfeeding while drinking a beer. I had no idea. I was such a bee. I actually apologized to her after listening to this podcast and soaking in all this breastfeeding knowledge. I will admit, I was always in awe of her breastfeeding experience with both her boys, and I was also envious. With my first child, I had no idea what I was doing, and our breastfeeding relationship ended super fast, with pumping not lasting more than 3 months. I'm so thankful for this podcast. With my second baby, I was determined to breastfeed. I listened to this podcast all throughout my entire pregnancy. I was armed with so much knowledge when my daughter was born from listening to this podcast. I was able to breastfeed her through oversupply, undersupply, clogged ducts, mastitis, and pumping 3 times a day at work for her first year. I share this podcast with all my pregnant mommy friends and tell them if you're planning on breastfeeding, I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you, ladies. I am 15 months into my breastfeeding relationship, and it's the most amazing, rewarding, while being hard at times, experience of my life.
That's awesome because she was given new information than what she thought, and she didn't get defensive and tell everyone that they're wrong. She was like, right. Oh, I was wrong. I didn't have all the information. And then like even went back and told her sister. That's really just very mature.
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
It's very cool.
And I've said this a million times. I have so much respect, so much respect for families that have had like one child, had a breastfeeding relationship that wasn't what they wanted it to be, had another child and decided to try again. And I think that is really, really hard. And I have so much respect for people that do that. So that's just an amazing thing. And thank you so much for sending that in for us. I love it. And you're not a bee.
No, if you were like, you guys are wrong and the science is just wrong, then you'd be a bee, but you're not.
Yeah. You're not a bee.
I don't call anybody a bee, but I just think that's awesome. It's so fun to have new information. It's so fun to like, I think it's really fun to get new information and be like, Oh my God, I didn't know that that was a thing. Cause I was also like so many people afraid to bed share at first and was, you know, judged everyone who did it and then learned so much about it and how great it is. And then ended up bed sharing forever. And I mean, thank God that I was open to it because it was so good for our family. And I learned a lot about it. Don't people just like to know stuff?
I know. It's just good to get the information.
Yeah.
It's so great. And to just kind of like take what people tell you as being like it. I mean, it's so, I remember when I worked at the pregnancy program in the inner city here in Rochester. And I used to love it because they used to, my little mommies would come in and be like, well, the lady at the bus stop told me that was people at the bus stop. Like that is not, that's not where we're getting information from today. Because you can't, like, just listen to whoever and
the
take
bus it. Stop is where you get recipes and, you know, find out where people got their shoes.
Yeah.
It's not where you get breastfeeding information.
No, absolutely not. So it's don't get breastfeeding information from just random people in random places.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. To offer you some support. Cute, to give you. I know they used to crack me up with that. Today, we're going to give you a little bit of a survival guide for breastfeeding. It's maybe early days, but not necessarily the early days. It can kind of wander through your whole breastfeeding relationship and give you a little bit of stability for what you are doing. And my first thing that I want to tell you about is breastfeeding on demand. And I know we talk about this all the time. So everybody's probably super sick of hearing me say breastfeed on demand. And I think the last time we talked about breastfeeding on demand, we decided we didn't like that phrase either.
Yeah, breastfeeding on cue.
Breastfeeding on cue.
Was what that one person, I think that's the phrase I was trying to remember.
Breastfeeding on cue or responsive feeding. That's the other one that we like to say. So either breastfeeding on cue, that's what we'll call it, or responsive feeding. Because breastfeeding on demand just makes it sound like you're having too much demands.
That's like,
on you. It just sounds so, I don't know, demanding.
It sounds like the baby's demanding to be fed. And like, that's not really what's happening.
No, it's
demanding
not.
Demanding to be fed.
But feeding on demand in the early days. And when I say the early days, I mean like the minute the baby's born, if you're feeding on demand, which means all through the cluster feeding, all through the fussiness, all through those first hours, feeding on demand instead of feeding every 3 hours, whether your baby's showing cues or not, like feeding on demand, that will set up your milk supply to be what you want it to be. It will set you up to have a really great, strong milk supply. And that is what you want for your baby. And I don't mean just like in the beginning, like that sets you up for a long period of time. Because what it does is those early, very early days while your milk is starting to come in, all of that breastfeeding will set up the prolactin receptors in your system to make more milk for you. So that is what we want. We want that. We want a lot of prolactin receptors. We want a lot of milk supply. And we want that supply to stay high so that as you're going on through your breastfeeding journey, months down the road, it still is staying where we want it to be, that milk supply. And that's what it will do when you breastfeed on demand early and often. So definitely.
Yeah. Because I think some people also are like breastfeeding on demand. Like, I feel like new parents sometimes don't even know what that means.
True.
You know, and it's just, you know, when in doubt, whip it out, as they say. Just, you know, if you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. If you have to take a shower, take a shower. You know, do the things that you need to do. And if you're questioning it, like, should I nurse now? Should I do it? You know, does the baby need to be nursed? Just do it. Just like whenever and always.
I mean, I checked the diaper. Baby's fussy, but they just fed an hour ago. It doesn't matter. Just put them on again. See if that's what they need. Because a lot of times that is what they need. And a lot of times you'll hear people saying, well, I don't want to be used as a pacifier. I don't want my baby to get used to this.
Well, that's what this is.
Yeah. I mean, your baby's not using you as a pacifier.
Yeah. And your baby's not using you as a pacifier. Babies use pacifiers as boobs. That's why they make pacifiers, because that's what babies do.
Yeah. That is literally why they make pacifiers, to replace the boob.
Because people, don't want to be nursing all the time, or they're told not to. You know, don't nurse all the time. Just put the pacifier in. It's better to just don't use a pacifier. Use yourself, because that's going to help your milk supply.
It is. It's going to give you a great milk supply. So in the beginning, it can be feel really hard, really overwhelming, because it does feel like that's all you're doing is feeding this little baby. But that is all you're doing is feeding this little baby, because little babies need to be fed a lot and frequently because their stomach is so small. Like, it's not like they're trying to torture you. Their stomach is small. The milk is digested really easily. And babies take what they want to take when they take it. So it could be that they just, you know, I have some parents who are like, well, the baby's just snacking. I feel like the baby's just snacking. Can't we get them out of doing that? It's like, if that's their thing.
That's what they do.
You know? I mean, sometimes that's what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They know what they want. If they have reflux, sometimes they'll take smaller, more frequent meals because that's what keeps them more comfortable. It just really just depends on what the baby needs. And if the baby needs to be fed more frequently, feeding on cue is going to keep them happier.
Yeah. And this goes back to that whole breast milk, breast storage capacity conversation too, that we never think about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Your breasts just might be designed to feed your baby more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have in you, and your body makes milk frequently and you empty it frequently. Or your breasts hold lots of milk and your baby takes in more. But I mean, in the beginning, with a tiny little baby, they're just going to be nursing all the time.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. That's all they know how to do until they learn more things.
Yeah, they just got here. They're trying to mimic like the experience of the womb as much as possible. They'll cry less. They'll be less fussy the more that we, you know, the more that we do this.
So we get that it's overwhelming because we've both been there. We know what it's like, but it is important. And just know, like Abby said, you can do the things you need to do. It's not the end of the world if you need to go take a shower. Your baby's going to survive it. Don't worry about it. But if it feels like you're feeding them all the time, and it's not always like that. You know, I mean, as they get a little bit older, their feet start to stretch out a little bit. But it's not uncommon that babies will want to be fed more frequently than not. And that is just the way they are.
Yeah, that is the hard work. You're doing the hard work. You're not being lazy by laying on the couch, feeding your, or sitting on the couch safely, feeding your baby. That is the hard work that you're doing.
Isn't that something, though, that we just feel like we're not doing anything?
Yeah.
You just feel like you're not just like, oh, my God, I have so much laundry to do. I have to vacuum. I have to make dinner. And this baby just wants me to be trapped, nap trapped, nursing all day long on this couch. And it's like, it feels like you're doing nothing.
I mean,
what you're doing is you're nurturing a baby.
If it's possible for you to just lean into that and enjoy it, try to do that. I mean, try to have like all the good food around you, try to have the remotes in your phone and take lots of pictures of your baby nursing, because people always tell me that they regret not doing that, having more pictures, and just kind of lean into it. I remember when Jack was a baby, I knew the entire TV schedule lineup. Like, I knew when Dr. Phil was on, and then I would yell at the screen. And I would, and I knew when, like, you know, Jeopardy, and I knew all of it. And Josh would come back in the door and he'd be like, "What, have you moved?" Not like in a judgmental way, just kind of in a funny way. And I'd be like, "Well, I went to the bathroom holding the baby." But that's all.
Yeah.
You know, just try to lean into it, because it's not going to stay like that.
Mm-mm.
And if you have a second one, anyone who's had a second baby knows that it's not like that with the second one.
Mm-mm.
Because your first one is still there.
Yep.
That's the only time in your life you'll be able to literally just sit on the couch and watch Lifetime movies all day if you want.
And I actually said that because with my first one, I moved, right? Like, I had him and I had to move when he was 10 days old, like moved a multi-state move.
Right.
And I remember saying to somebody, my next baby, I'm going to put my feet up and relax. No, it doesn't happen like that. No.
Nope.
No. Do it the first time. Gabby said, lean into it. Enjoy it. You're not being lazy. Just take what you can from it. Yeah. And we'll be there with you.
Yeah. Listen to the podcast.
Listen to us. Yeah. Listen to the podcast. We'll be there with you. Hey, what's the difference between normal soreness and a bad latch? And I do get this question a lot about like, what is the difference? Am I feeling just regular newborn nursing pain, or is it a bad latch? How do I know the difference? So we're going to give you some cues on what the difference is. So first of all, normal soreness is if you latch the baby and you feel a little bit of like tenderness, maybe a little bit of soreness. I don't want to say like, oh my God, it's so painful, but maybe like a little bit of discomfort for like 30 to 60 seconds and then it's gone. That is normal newborn nursing pain. If you feel like if you latch the baby and you feel that pain throughout the entire feeding, that is a latch problem. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely something we want to fix. If you take the baby off the breast and your nipple is flat or like increased or cracked, or you have nipple damage, then there's a nursing problem or a latch problem. If you have, some people will see a little bit of flatness, but not have any pain. And that's okay. As long as there's no nipple damage there. We don't want you to have any kind of nipple damage. We don't want you to have bleeding, cracking, bruising, none of that stuff. That all is a latch problem. So as long as that pain, and even that normal newborn latch pain that I'm talking about, how I said, it should only last like 15 to 30 seconds or whatever, 15 to 60 seconds, 30 to 60 seconds, whatever it is. You shouldn't feel that throughout the whole feed. And even that will go away. So if you've, you know, like probably by around like 2-3 weeks-ish, you shouldn't even be feeling that anymore. Like the baby will just latch. Like in the middle of the night, I have parents that tell me, oh, I don't even know the baby's. I just wake up and the baby's on nursing. Like I don't even feel it, you know?
No.
Because you won't even feel it after a while. You should just be comfortable. So that is what normal latch is. But if you're feeling, like I said, if you're feeling like soreness throughout, you have soreness all day long, like even when the baby's not nursing, the nipples are sore, really sore and painful, then that is a latch problem that we definitely want to make sure that we're looking at and fix, because you can't let it just go on like that. Yeah. It's going to become unsustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely talk to a lactation consultant, play around with positioning. We've got lots of episodes on positioning and stuff like that. And, you know, because positioning is the number one thing that is going to give you pain with nursing is positioning. So you want to make sure that positioning is right, that the baby is nose to nipple, that you're giving the baby good support, and make sure that you really are getting the baby's opening nice and wide and you're getting a good deep latch. And why don't we'll take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about Diane Cassidy Consulting.
That's me.
So Diane's a lactation consultant, but she also has her own business. I mean, I guess all lactation consultants do. I don't know. Anyway,
well,
she's got
all of them. Yeah.
No, some people work, some work for, well, you work other jobs too. But anybody who's listening can sign up for a consultation with Diane.
Yes.
And how do they do that? And what do they get? And what happens?
What happens is, and you might think that like, oh my gosh, what can you do virtually? But you can do so much virtually. And what we do is, if you are somebody who doesn't live near me, and we do a virtual consult, answer all your questions. Consults usually last an hour. Answer all your questions. And usually, like if you're having nursing problems, I can see the baby nursing on the video. If that's something that you want to do, we can do that too. And just kind of like be able to gauge what's happening with with what I see. When you're I've done virtual consults for a long time. So it's not like I'm new to this or anything like that, because I'm not. Getting your questions answered is just invaluable. Seriously. Like it really, really is. It makes so much sense to be able to talk to somebody. And some of the things that I do consults on are like could be weaning, could be starting solids, could be pumping, going back to work, newborn breastfeeding stuff, all of that kind of stuff we do consults on. Mm-hmm. So you can reach out to me. You can email me at Diane Cassidy. It's D-I-A-N-N-E Cassidy, IBCLC at gmail.com. Of course, you can always reach out through the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast at gmail.com. And we can always set you up that way as well. But like I said, consults are about an hour long. They're $90. And it's worth it. It's definitely worth it to do. And I usually can get people in pretty quickly because, you know, with stuff like this, you don't want to wait weeks down the line. A lot of times people ask, well, what's your time frame? Usually I can get you in within a few days.
Yeah. So if you're having any questions, I really highly recommend it. I mean, reaching out to a lactation consultant was the reason why I was able to nurse Jack for so long, because we wouldn't have gotten through that initial mess without somebody who knew what they were talking about coming in and straightening it up for us.
Right. I can also take any HSA or FSA if you have that. I can take Aetna insurance if you have that. I have had people that have contacted me through the podcast that have had those insurance. And that is something that I'm able to take. A lot of times people say, well, can you take insurance? Insurance is difficult. A lot of insurances don't recognize lactation.
Yeah.
So it can be really hard. But
if you're really trying to reach your breastfeeding goals, I mean, that's going to be the best $90 you've ever spent. That's what's mm-hmm. going to really make the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And absolutely. Probably not the lactation consultant at the hospital. Not the one, you know, I don't know where else you see lactation consultants, but the person that you saw in the hospital, they're not going to be able to help you along the way because you're only going to see them for a day.
Right. And they're not as experienced with stuff that goes on after you discharged.
Right.
And I can say that I worked in hospital. I know that for a fact because they used to tell me that they weren't comfortable answering questions after several, you know, after the baby was like more than like a month old, because they just don't see that. Mm-hmm. That is not something that they were as familiar with. So get with somebody who can help you long term that you trust.
Okay. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
So you can, yeah, reach out to Diane if you need a lactation consultant. And we can get back to our survival guide for the first, I don't know what we're deciding this is. for the fourth trimester?
Yeah, that could be it for the fourth trimester. That's a good one. We just named our podcast for today, ladies and gentlemen.
And now you'll know that we don't name them like at first.
Yeah.
Always. Sometimes it's pretty straightforward, but.
Yeah. Tom's always like, what are we calling this one?
I know.
What is the name of this one?
And then I don't know. Sometimes I change it and I'm like, oh, I hope that wasn't Diane's idea because then I changed it.
No, I don't care. I'm always like, put it this and then she'll change it if she wants to.
Okay.
So how to tell if your baby is getting enough? This is always a big question too. Like, how do I know? How do I know the baby's getting enough?
Yeah, that's the thing. One of the biggest reasons people stop breastfeeding, right? Because they just feel like their baby's mm-hmm. not getting enough. They're not making enough. And they're like, well, it's just not working.
Yeah. Because the baby wants to eat a lot. That's the thing. Mm. The baby wants to eat frequently. And they think that's not normal because somebody's in their ear saying, the baby's eating again. Why does the baby have to eat again?
Yeah. I mean.
And then we start to get nervous.
What do we think babies are supposed to be doing?
I don't know. Playing cards? I don't know.
I can't believe you're eating again. How come you're not doing your homework? Like that.
Why aren't you learning something new? Go learn something new.
You should be learning something. We have a very like school focused world as well, which I can go off on. But yeah, we cannot fathom that the purpose of somebody's life might be to just lay there and literally just figure out how to suck, swallow, and breathe at the same time.
That's what they are doing.
They are learning. And first of all, mm-hmm. people are learning all the time. Children are learning all the time, not just in school or when they get older. Like, they're learning.
Yeah.
They're learning and growing so much more than they ever will mm-hmm. in their entire lives. Like that.
More than we realize.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know? They need to have that time where they are just literally suckling and dozing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much going on there. It's incredible. We have that episode on, I don't know what it is, which one it is now, but we were talked about, you know, attachment and how the baby falling asleep at the breast is actually like forming that ability to form attachments to people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. It really is amazing. But if you want to know if your baby's getting enough so that you can tell people to shut up, the things that we are looking at are diaper output and weight gain. So that is what people are going to ask you. Like, I can honestly tell you that there's a lot of ridiculous information in the breastfeeding world. Okay. There really is. And there's a lot of not just misinformation, but a lot of conflicting information. Like, you'll hear different things from different people all the time.
Yeah.
But the one thing that stays very, very consistent is people will ask you if you are unsure of what's going on with your baby's feeding, somebody's going to ask you about their diaper output. That is definitely the consistent thing. Mm-hmm. It could be if you call the hospital and say, I don't know if my baby's getting enough, they're going to ask you about diaper output. If you call your pediatrician, they're going to ask you about diaper output. If you call a lactation consultant, they're going to ask you about diaper output. And that is because that is what tells us what's going on. Mm-hmm. So if your baby is pooping and peeing, they're getting enough milk. Plain and simple. If they're pooping and peeing, you're seeing like 6 good wet diapers a day, and you're seeing 2 or 3 good poops a day, that yellow, soft yellow poop of the breastfed baby, that is normal. That is what you're seeing. We know the baby's getting enough to eat. And that's pretty much the bottom line. And I mean, I remember with my first one being like, I don't know, he's getting enough. And my sister saying, well, watch the diaper output. And I was like, that's not telling me nothing. Like, I felt like, yeah, I needed more, you know, yeah, like I needed, which I don't know how much is more. There's nothing more concrete than that. Like, yeah, visually. Really.
It can't come out if it's not going in. It literally cannot come out if it's not going in.
And we're seeing it. It's something that you can see.
You're seeing it come out. Yeah.
So it's really, it's the perfect thing. And it's what tells you what is going on with your baby. So if your baby, once your baby's born, the first 5 days of their life, you're going to see like 1 poop and 1 pee per day. So on day 3, they should have 3 of each. On day 5, they should have 5 of each. And by day 5, the baby's poop should be yellow. You should be seeing yellow poop by day 5. And you're going to be seeing this probably after day 5. You're going to see, like I said, like 2 to 4 good poopy diapers a day, and like at least 6 wet diapers after day 5. It could be more than that. That's fine. Sometimes I'll have people tell me that they saw like 5 poopy diapers on day 2. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. This is just a guideline. It's not like, oh, this is definitely what's going to happen to your baby. It's a guideline. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, basically what you should see. You might see more. That's fine. Whatever. But if you are seeing it, then you know your baby's getting enough to eat. And then weight gain. And they're watching their baby's weight gain pretty closely in those first couple of weeks. So if your baby is gaining weight, like 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce a day, then we know they're getting enough to eat. So it might just be you have a baby that's fussy, or your baby is fussy at certain times. Babies are fussy at certain times of the day. That is really normal that you're going to see a baby be fussy at certain times of the day. Usually it's evening. Some people call it the witching hours. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it got that name, but that's kind of what people call it. But it's just, they just kind of get fussy. But that's usually when people go, oh my God, they're not getting enough to eat. Yeah. Babies fuss for lots of reasons. It doesn't always have to be hunger. So don't always assume that your baby is just not getting enough to eat. So watch the diapers and watch the weight gain.
And if there's one of those things that's not happening, like you're not seeing the diaper output, you're not seeing the weight gain, you don't automatically have to assume like you can't do this and then you need to use formula. Like, if that's not what you want to do, call a lactation consultant, because mm-hmm. this can be fixed. It just means that the baby's not transferring the milk. And that's actually what happened to Exley. Exley's poop did not turn yellow. It was green at like 2nd week or something.
Oh my gosh.
Wasn't really gaining weight. And Yeah. And so I called the lactation consultant and she was like, oh, okay. Literally over the phone. She was just like, well, let's try this and this, a couple of things. So I was tandem nursing too. So she was like, you know, make sure you're not giving him the empty one, which was like chaotic. Cause I was just like, two boobs, two babies. It's fine. It's great. It's going to work. But you really do have to, I was like, I don't have to pay attention, but
yeah,
you should pay attention. So she was like, just do that. Try some like breast compressions and, you know, better latch. And within a couple of days, he was like pooping like a maniac, yellow poop, yeah. And Grant gained weight. And like, it doesn't mean that something is so terribly wrong that it's unfixable. It could be, and it most likely will be, you know, a few tweaks that you need to make.
Yeah, that's it. Not a big deal.
You just need help because you're not going to know. Because you're just not going to know. The lactation consultant will know, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pediatrician? Your pediatrian might not know. They're just going to tell you to supplement. Yeah, they're just going to tell you to supplement. And they're going to... If that's not what you want to do, then just smile and nod and call a lactation consultant.
Because we'll tell you what we'll get to the bottom of it. Because I kind of feel like, you know, if babies aren't nursing well, babies are supposed to be nursing, right? And if they're not nursing well, something's going on. So we got to figure it out. We don't just cover it up with some supplementing. We have to figure it out.
Right.
So,
well, especially if you want to breastfeed, if you want to supplement, mm-hmm. if you're like, I don't have time for this, I don't want to deal with it, that's your business.
Right. It's your choice.
You're probably not listening to this podcast. But like, exactly. If that's not what you want to do, then don't. They can't make you. You can say like, okay, I'm going to contact a lactation consultant or just leave.
Just leave.
Just leave. I'm a big fan of smiling and nodding.
Yeah. Like, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye. Yeah. We're on YouTube now. So if you wanted to see me smile and nod, you can. I just smiled and nod.
So that's how you tell if your baby's getting enough. So any questions on that, let us know. If you're still unsure, we'll cheerlead you through it, but that is really all it is. It's just watching that diaper output, you know, that's the biggest thing, watching the diaper output and watching the weight gain. And then after like a month or two, you get to be pretty confident and you don't feel like you're just like, oh, this is fine. You know, like you start to really feel comfortable with things. Once you see the baby's gaining weight, you start to feel more comfortable and you get like, it's fine. So it's, you'll be comfortable with it after a while. In the beginning, it's just kind of like any new thing that you learn. You're a little unsure. Totally.
Yeah.
My last thing is, what should or can you eat? Anything you want. Eat anything you want.
Yeah. This is the time where you should be eating all the things that you love.
Yeah. And I know people say, oh my gosh, what you eat is going to go into the milk and blah, blah, blah. If you eat a balanced diet, everything is fine. Seriously, everything is fine if you eat a balanced diet. Your milk will have everything it needs.
But you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to like count your, you know, vegetable servings per day. Because this is another thing that freaks people out. They're like, well, I don't have a very good diet. You know, I eat a lot of cookies. I have fried food. It's like, that is fine for your baby. Your baby doesn't care.
Right. I remember being at a training one time with a lactation consultant. She was an instructor, but she was pretty, like, wrote a lot of books and, you know, like she was pretty big back years ago. And I remember her saying in this training, you could eat Pop-Tarts and Mountain Dew and make fantastic milk. You will feel like crap, but you will make fantastic milk.
Right. And I tell people that too. You're like, not going to do well, but your baby will.
Right. Like you can DoorDash Taco Bell 3 times a day if you want to, but you're going to feel like crap. And that's not what we want you to feel like. You're taking care of a baby and you're recovering from childbirth. Like your body went through a lot.
Yeah. Don't start the whole like, oh, I got to count calories. Like I got to get the baby fat off. No, eat the calories. You really need them right now. You need them to feel good. eat all of the yummy like sandwiches and the hot meals and the, you know, get as many like one-handed foods as you can to eat while you're nursing. It's very handy.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You don't have to drink a ton of water. I know we've talked about that in the past and we've talked about it in myth episodes. Mm-hmm. There's nothing saying that you need a lot of water to make milk. That's not a thing. Just drink to thirst and eat what you want. There's no like magic recipe for, oh my gosh, you have to eat this certain foods and you have to make sure that you're eating this many calories a day in order to make milk. It's not like that. It's not like that in all around the world. People breastfeed all around the world.
That your body makes breast milk from your blood, not from your stomach.
Exactly.
But that's so weird. It's weird. It's weird to think about that. Like, how can I just eat this? Because people say like, oh, well, you know, yeah, like I had a beer and my baby got tipsy or my baby got drowsy. No, nope. Nope. They did not.
Mm-mm.
And, or I, you know, ate broccoli and my baby got gassy.
Nope.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing. No, it's not a thing. Just
eat your good foods. That's not how the breast milk is being made.
No, it's not. So you can eat whatever you want to. Don't read the internet about foods you shouldn't be eating.
Oh my God, it's so random.
Ridiculous. It's so random. I remember one time seeing like a list of things you couldn't eat and then on another blog, a list of things you should eat and they were the same foods.
Yeah. Yep, I've seen that too.
I was like, what is this?
Well, what the
this
hell?
This is ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I remember seeing tomatoes on a list one time and I was like, that's it.
Yeah, I've seen tomatoes on a list too.
I'm done here.
Yeah.
Tomatoes?
Yep. Ridiculous.
I don't understand.
I know. I just don't get it. So just stay away from all of that and eat whatever you want to. And that's another time when people are going to say, you shouldn't be eating that. You shouldn't be eating that. Blah, blah, blah. Don't listen to them. Do what you want.
No.
Eat whatever you want. And that's kind of a survival guide for the day.
Sweet. Thank you all so much for listening.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.